My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Blake Farenthold, who represents his state's 27th congressional district. He joins me now to talk about the issue that's really engulfed political Washington and much of the country this week, and that is the president's mandate through the new health care laws that employers would have to pick up the tab for contraceptive services for female employees. There has been a huge backlash to that, and the president on Friday offered what he called an accommodation to that policy, which we'll talk about in just a moment. But Congressman, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Good to be with you. I was just meeting with my local bishop here in Corpus Christi not 45 minutes ago.
Well, I'm sure he had some thoughts on that, and we'll get you to explain what he had to say in just a moment. But before we get to the president's adjustment today, let's just talk about how this issue played for Congress and in your mind for the nation this week when the rule came down that, in fact, that employers would be required to cover contraceptive birth control services for all employees, regardless of their beliefs.
It's a huge intrusion on our First Amendment rights to freedom of religion, actually asking organizations like the Catholic Church, who are opposed to birth control and certainly opposed to the morning after pill, which was included in this, is just... It is beyond belief that the president was and his administration were willing to take that this far, going so much against the longstanding beliefs of the Catholic Church and the longstanding history in this country of separation of church and state.
Now the change coming from the president is that the services will still be free to all women under the president's health care plan, but religious institutions and anyone else who has a moral objection to it as employers won't have to pay for it, and they won't be allowed to be charged any more by their insurance companies. So essentially he's putting the bill on the insurance companies rather than the employers now. Is that an acceptable compromise to you?
I think that the services will be covered in the rates in general. I think they're burying it behind the paperwork. Again, I think it's just a reprehensible intrusion. And where did we get to the point that coverage of certain items in a health care policy become a right? I don't see that. Part of the free marketplace is you are able to craft the policy that you want for yourself or your employees, leaving out whatever items you want to leave out in order to save money.
Congressman, as I'm sure you've observed on the Hill this week, while some Democrats have been concerned about the way this was originally laid out, and we'll see if they have ongoing concerns about the president's adjusted policy, many Democrats on the Hill, as well as many in the administration until the change came, basically said this is about women's health. And while the Republicans may talk about religious liberty, what they really don't like is contraception itself. How do you respond to those concerns?
We can talk about whether contraception is or is not a woman's health issue or a religious issue. I mean, that's a legitimate item for debate, I think, on the political front. I certainly don't think this rises to the level of prohibiting what would clearly be women's health choices. Is contraception a women's health issue or not? I think that is open for debate. It's certainly something that in this day and time is actually relatively inexpensive, be it condoms or birth control pills or other items. The cost of these women's health things is so low that it ought to be something that that most people can afford. And there are a variety of organizations out there that make these services available for free without requiring religious organizations to pay for them when they go against their faith.
Unless the president's health care plan is derailed by the courts or perhaps by election results later in the year, that's going to come in full force in 2014. Do you believe that we're going to be hearing more about mandates over the next 2 years if that's the case? And how many mandates do you think there will be?
There's no question about it. It was all delayed until after the implementation was all delayed until after the election. A bulk of the Congress folks who voted for this before I was elected didn't read it, and a lot of what the bill did say was write regulations to implement this. So you have unelected Washington bureaucrats writing the regulations that are going to govern how we are taken care of, be it this issue with birth control or be it the issue with the iPad, the death panels determining who gets what coverage. It's all being handled by unelected Washington, D.C. bureaucrats, and that's bad.
Congressman, even despite efforts to promote it, for the most part, a majority of Americans do not like the overall health care plan, and at least a plurality, if not a majority, would like to see it repealed. And so even though you don't like what the administration's tried to do here, does the fact that it puts the health care plan back front and center make life a little bit easier for Republicans politically this year?
It's certainly good politically, and I think it's good that the American people have an understanding of some of the consequences of this. There are a whole lot better ways we can make insurance more broadly available and cheaper without the government being so involved in it. Open up the marketplace. Create a situation where you can buy insurance across state lines. Create a situation where you can pick and choose what coverages are appropriate for you. Do like we do with car insurance now. You get Flo and the Gecko out battling for your business. And I think we need to see that in the healthcare market as well.
What do you sense House Republicans are ready to do here? Obviously, there's been a little bit of a nuance in the president's position here, but do you expect House Republicans to still move forward in blocking this?
I think we want to make it clear that it's the will of the People's House that it'd be blocked. And, you know, we repealed, one of the first things we did when we got into office was repeal Obamacare completely. And, of course, that died in the Senate. I think it's time to bring that up again and see if the Senate will bite on it this time. I suspect they'll continue to operate in their normal modus operandi of being a shield to keep the president from having to make any hard decisions.
Congressman, we'll finish where you started, and that was your conversation with the bishop in Corpus Christi. What did you take out of that conversation?
That I think this, as much as it is a moral issue, it's also a constitutional issue. It really is about our freedom to exercise our religion as we see fit. It's the ability of the Catholic Church and other faith-based organizations to make decisions and implement policies that are consistent with their longstanding religious beliefs.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for your time today.
My pleasure.
Texas Republican Congressman Blake Farenthold represents his state's 27th congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.